as we get set for Worcester's Best Chef competition coming up on Sunday the 27th. And with us, the man who has put it together for so many years, Dominic, to remind us. I mean, after all, Dominic, this isn't just for chefs from Worcester proper, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got chefs from, Natick, Framingham, that come from Milford, mostly Worcester brews. But then we go out west, like Sturbridge and Webster, that area. And you guys know Webster very well.
Very well. But you also go east, and that's where we're headed this morning.
Yeah, we're out in Northborough. We've got Pepper's Artful Events. And we've got a great chef, Chef Jason. And he's going to tell you a little bit about what he brought in. He gave you a little protein fix for the morning, Bruce.
But now there is something different here this morning.
Yep.
Unlike pretty much everyone we've ever talked with, we're not talking about a retail establishment restaurant. This is all catering.
Exactly. You don't go into Pepper's and sit down and eat. These guys bring it to you.
Chef Jason, come on over here. Let's talk. The people you're serving have a much more direct line to you to talk about the food that they're enjoying because you customize, correct?
Correct. It is. It's very, very different. Most of the chefs that I know that have gotten into catering had been in restaurants prior, and it's just very different. What you serve, how you serve it, you know, it's much more customized. They'll come in for tastings and things like that for weddings.
You'll go anywhere, and you'll cater to anyone. Doesn't matter the size or the type of venue. It's just all about getting the right food for the people.
Correct. I mean, we've done dinners for, you can do it for 4 or 400 or 4,000. You can cook in a closet or a hallway or outside in the cold.
Nothing like a little closet cooking. Now, yeah. Let me tell you here, this is another major difference. We've seen Pepper's at the events at Worcester's Best Chef many years, just never in front of the spotlight. Leading up to this point, Pepper's has kind of helped out behind the scenes, but hasn't actually been a part of the competition. Dominic, that's changing this year.
Exactly. You know, Pepper's brings a lot of equipment. They actually make kitchens. I don't know if you know, but Mechanics Hall doesn't actually have a kitchen. They've got big rooms that you can configure into a kitchen, and that's what Pepper's does. They bring their equipment, and they make three kitchens for the chefs that come to Worcester's Best Chef to compete in and to prepare their food and to turn it out to the judges. Well, Pepper's is kind of the logistics coordinator for all of that up to now, and they still are, but now they've got a chef competing, and it's completely, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it was really hard to try to make all the preparations in that little employee's break room in the back.
Yeah.
So what exactly is this, Chef Liu?
So I brought in a little breakfast for you. We got a little individual frittata with some bacon, potatoes, some caramelized onion, and then some bourbon candied bacon.
And there are so many different great ways to do bacon, but this is something I've never seen and interested in giving a try. What we're doing here is putting together Pepper's and literally a couple of dozen other great area restaurants and food providers to see who has Worcester's Best Chef.
All right, go right online, worcestersbestchef.com. Check out our website, our Facebook page, and get your tickets soon. VIP, Bruce, is just about sold out. The VIP hour is starting at 4:15. But we've got tickets at 5 o'clock and 5:30 as well. They're a little bit less, cost a little bit less. But it's still a great, great time. You've got beer tastings, wine tastings, spirits tastings, valet parking. You can't beat it. It's white glove all night.
Absolutely. Delicious all night, too. Chef and Dominic, thank you for joining us this morning. Can't wait. Worcester's Best Chef coming to Mechanics Hall Sunday, January 27th. Promises to be another tasty treat, so to speak.
100 FM The Pike. Right now, traffic.
The car fire on Route 290 East at Shrewsbury Street.